And welcome back in. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I want to discount a rumor right out of the blocks. While Governor Bill Lee was at the State of the Union last night, he did not wear one of those John Travolta white leisure suits to show solidarity with the Democratic women. He did not. That is just not true. It is a false and baseless rumor, and we wanted to clear that up right from the beginning. A guy who was there, who was not dressed in all white to show solidarity with the Democratic women who were showing the rudeness that was just inexplicable. The picture of Nancy Pelosi literally extending her arms and tauntingly clapping in President Trump's face at one point has been blowing up the internet today. The dire looks, the angry, obsessive looks, refusing to even to applaud when President Trump called for American greatness. It was bizarre. Senator Lamar Alexander was in there, so you may not have seen some of the reactions. You'll have to go back and watch the tape, Senator, to see how badly the Democrats behaved. And I just don't think it's going to play well. Good morning. Glad to have you with us.
No, I don't think it is either, but I have a question for you. Were you watching the State of the Union or the Tennessee basketball game?
To be honest, I was flipping back and forth. also, I had my ESPN box score up, so I was, even when I was momentarily watching the president, I was keeping up with the Vols, who got another big victory.
For a famous former basketball star, you see, that's understandable. No, I checked the score a couple of, I thought the president did very well, and I thought his ending was really spectacular, and I appreciated his optimism, and I liked his focus on reducing health care costs. I mean, that's an area we ought to be able to do something about. He talked about surprise medical billings, more transparency. He's talked about these rebates or discounts that never find their way to the consumer. So I thought it was a good, professionally done State of the Union address. I suspect that across the country, people who watched it were impressed with it.
Well, we're seeing that with the CBS and the CNN polls, which they're trying to discount their own polls that show 76% approval of the president's speech, 72% approval of his immigration policies. They're having to undercut their own polls, which we know are probably understated in terms of the support for the president already. The president did mention that Congress has shown it can work together, including the opioid legislation that you led the way on. So you're right, with health care, with maybe even some infrastructure, you've shown that they can find a way to get something done if they just cooperate.
Well, we can always do that. And we did it on opioids. We did it on fixing No Child Left Behind, getting rid of the Common Core mandate. We did it on student loans. We're going to do it this year on higher education and health care. And we should be doing it on border security. I mean, for the last four presidents have requested money for border securities that included a physical barrier, a wall of some kind or another. And as a result, there's 654 miles of wall along a 1,954-mile southern border. Now, that was built by Kennedy, Obama, Bush, and voted for by Democrats. The Democrats this week should show President Trump the same respect for his requests that they did for the last four presidents. And if they did, we'd have a result on border security.
One of the things last night, Lamar, that struck me is that again, if you look at the results of the polling after the president's speech, the Democrats have to take note of that. I mean, if 72% of Americans are supporting his immigration policies and saying build a wall, their call to reopen the government and we'll negotiate on the wall, and then their negotiation is Nancy Pelosi, you know, still saying not one dime for a barrier. Does the president's speech last night move Democrats to actually come to the table and negotiate?
Well, what usually moves people in public office are the people who vote for them. And I think if the president's speech was well received across the country, that the answer to your question would be yes. You know what struck me most about that hour and a half speech was when he said, "We'll never be a socialist country," and none of the Democrats applauded. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah,
that's shocking. You know, Republicans used to call Democrats socialists, and now they're calling themselves socialists.
That, and when he called for a return to American greatness, and they didn't applaud that either. So that they're not for a child overcoming cancer. They're not for rejecting socialism. They're not for greatness. They pretty much demonstrated who they really are last night.
Yeah, well, what I try to do is look for areas where we can get things done. I think people expect us to get health care costs down. The testimony we've had is that at least half of what we spend on health care is unnecessary. And family budgets know that. Bill Lee knows that in the state budget. The federal budget knows that. So we need to go to work and get prescription drug prices down and medical costs down and make it possible for people to know the prices of what they're actually buying when they go in the pharmacy or the doctor's office.
Senator Alexander, good morning. This is Michael Patrick Leahy. I have a question for you about February 15th. Let's say we get to February 15th and Nancy Pelosi doesn't compromise and there is no deal to fund $5.7 billion for a border wall, that extra 200 miles you talked about. I don't know if you've seen this, but on January 10th, the Congressional Research Service published a report that said the president has the authority to build much of that wall without declaring a national emergency under Title 10 of the U.S. Code, Sections 2803 and Section 284. If, Senator Alexander, the president says starts building the wall, citing that authority, will you support him?
Well, it would all depend, Michael. I'm not going to guess about what he's going to do. I think it would be a bad precedent for the Congress not to approve in some version the president's request for border security, including a wall. And it's also a bad precedent for any president to declare a national emergency or use some power that he has and do things on his own without a congressional approval. I mean, the Constitution, if you're a constitutional conservative and you like Article 1, which comes first, which elected a Congress, you wouldn't really like that. I mean, if one president could build a wall that way, another president could tear it down, or the next president could declare climate change a national emergency and close the coal plants and build windmills. So I know that the section you cited avoided declaring a national emergency, but it still leaves the question of where's the money going to come from?
Well, under that report,
and yet you still have people asking the question, how did Barack Obama ship $1.7 billion in cash on a pallet over to Iran without congressional approval?
Well, I don't know the answer to that. I don't know the answer to that at all, Steve, but you don't want, generally speaking, to ignore the Constitution. I mean, the founders set it up in such a way that we have an elected Congress. We, after all, started our country with a revolution against a king. So we have to be careful about these things, because if we say, okay, we like what President Trump is doing, he can just do anything he wants to without congressional approval, we might not like President Elizabeth Warren or President Alexander, or whatever her name is, when she comes in later, and they might do something different.
But Senator Alexander, the Congressional Research Service said those funds were appropriated and authorized by you and the Congress in fiscal year 2018, and the president has the legal authority to use those funds, and it's not unconstitutional.
Yeah, well, it's not. They weren't authorized for that purpose. They were most likely authorized for military construction, which means you'd have to take the money out of military barracks at Fort Campbell, or out of a dilapidated school at Fort Campbell, or out of a military hospital in Missouri. Or you'd have to stop the Chickamauga lock progress in Chattanooga and take money that was appropriated for those purposes and use it for another purpose. That's not the way we should do
it. Yeah, but the Congressional Research Service didn't say that. They said that the Secretary of Defense could do that.
Where did it say the money was coming
from? Section 2803.
Well, wait a minute. I'll ask you. Where did it say the money was coming from?
Provides that the Secretary of Defense's budget, quote, may carry out a military construction project otherwise authorized by law. That's in the report.
Michael, I'm asking you, where are you going to get the dollars?
It still has to come out of the general military budget.
It's already come out the defense budget.
It comes out of military construction, or it comes out of the Army Corps of Engineers, and that puts at risk 450 projects that we've appropriated dollars for men and women who might have had 7 deployments in the Middle East and are coming home to a family service center, to a place where their kids go to school that might be run down, or to barracks that were built during World War II. Now, he might have the power to do that.
And the authority, the legal authority to do it. That's what the CRS said.
You're not answering my question. Exactly what account is that money coming from, and which military
Department of Defense, and the CRS says he can do it. Legally.
Yeah, but Lamar's point, though, is what building project gets eliminated to do that? And I don't, again, that's the question, is not whether he could do it. It's what are you going to cut to do it? And that remains.
But that sort of thing happens all the time, doesn't it, Senator?
No, it doesn't. No, we don't close barracks to do something the president wasn't authorized.
But funds are shifted on the margin often.
$5.7 billion is not a margin.
Thanks for being with us, Lamar. We'll talk with you again soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, we'll be back again tomorrow with more analysis of the State of the Union. This is the Tennessee Star Report.